Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another Read the Word. This has been a very, very enjoyable process, and we're really glad to have you with us today. Those of you that watch us on YouTube, you could actually come live, be here live with us if you wanted to. Usually it's about 10:30 at night. I'm recording it. And there's actually some other folks on there, and you can actually say hi to them. So we say hi to all you guys that's there. Send us around to anybody. Share this to anybody that's got any kind of love for God, because this is really powerful. There's a YouTube playlist that they could get caught up with. All they got to do is ask us for it, and that it has every one of these programs in chronological order. So as soon as you open the playlist up, if you hit the big red play button, it'll play all of them consecutively. You could listen to, we're on 15 by 25, so you know it's a couple hours worth of listening, but you would be caught up to us. And it's so enjoyable because it's just the Word of God. Now, today, God's going to finish speaking to Job, and Job's going to be humble, and then Job's going to say something, and then God makes a powerful statement to Job's friends. If you will humble yourself and ask Job to pray for you, he will. And then he rebukes them, boys. You ready? Pray this prayer with me. It's right in the notes. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, so I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Welcome, Mary. Good to have you with us tonight. Job chapter 40. Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebukes God, let him answer it. Hello. Then Job answered the Lord and said, behold, I am vile. But what shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yet twice, but I will proceed no further. Verse 6, the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind. Prepare yourself like a man. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Would you indeed annul my judgment? Would you condemn me that you may be justified? Have you an arm like God, or can you thunder with a voice like his? Then adorn yourself with majesty and splendor, and array yourself with glory and beauty. Disperse the rage of your wrath. Look on everyone who is proud and humble him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low. Tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together. Bind their face in hidden darkness. then I will also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. Look now at the behemoth, verse 15, which I made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. See now, his strength is in his hips, and his power is in his stomach muscles. It's interesting. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tightly knit. His bones are like beams of bronze. His ribs, bars of iron. He is the first of the ways of God. Only he who made him can bring near his sword. Verse 20. Surely the mountains yield food for him, and all the beasts of the field play there. He lies under the lotus trees, in a covert of reeds and marsh. The lotus trees cover him with shade. The willows by the brook surround him. Indeed, the river may rage, yet he is not disturbed. He is confident. Though the Jordan gushes into his mouth, though he takes it in his eyes, or one pierces his nose with a snare. I think he's talking about the hippopotamus. All right. Chapter 41. I love this. Can you draw out Leviathan with a hook? Or snare his tongue with a line which you lower? Can you put a reed through his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make many supplications to you? Will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? Will you take him as a servant forever? Verse 5. Will you play with him as with a bird? Or will you leash him for your maidens? Will your companions make a banquet of him? Catch him and eat him. Will they apportion him among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? Lay your hand on him. Remember the battle. Never do it again. Verse 9. Indeed, any hope of overcoming him is false. Shall one not be overwhelmed at the sight of him? No one is so fierce that he would dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand against me? Who has preceded me that I should pay him everything under heaven? I should pay him. Everything under heaven is mine. Verse 12. I will not conceal his limbs, his mighty power, or his graceful proportions. Who can remove his outer coat? Who can approach him with a double bridle? Who can open the doors of his face with his terrible teeth all around? His rows of scales are his pride, shut up tightly as with a seal. One is so near another that no air can come between them. Brother Dusty, all the fishermen. Verse 17, they are joined one to another. They stick together and cannot be parted. His sneezings flash forth light, and his eyes are like the eyelids of the mornings. Out of his mouth go burning lights. Sparks of fire shoot out. Smoke goes out of his nostrils as from a boiling pot, and burning rushes. His breath kindles coal, and a flame goes out of his mouth. strength dwells in his neck, and sorrow dances before him. 23, the folds of his flesh are joined together. They are firm on him, cannot be moved. His heart is as hard as a stone, even as hard as the lower millstone. When he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. Because of his crashing, they are beside themselves. Though the sword reaches him, it cannot avail. Nor does spear, dart, or javelin. He regards iron as a straw and bronze as a rotten wood. The arrow cannot make him flee. Sling stones become like stubble to him. Darts are regarded as straw. He laughs at the threat of javelins. His undersides are like sharp potsherds. He spreads pointed marks in the mire. He makes a deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. He leaves a shining wake behind him. One would think the deep had white hair. On earth, there is nothing like him, which is made without fear. He beholds every high thing. He is king over all the children of pride. Interesting. Chapter 42. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. You ask, who is this who hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Listen, please, and let me speak. You said, I will question you, and you shall answer. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore, I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. And so it was after the Lord had spoken these words to Job. The Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is aroused against you and your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Now, therefore, take for yourself seven bulls and seven rams. Go to my servant Job and offer a sacrifice, a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept him, lest I deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken of me what is right, and my servant Job has. Do not believe what those guys said, evidently. Got to go back and look at it. Verse 10. Nope, 9. Eliphaz the Temanite and Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite went and did as the Lord had commanded them, for the Lord God had accepted Job. Verse 10. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. God didn't bring that adversity. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. That's some stuff. You know how big a field you have for 14,000 sheep? Do you know how many fields you have for 14,000 sheep? 13. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. And he called the name of the first Jemima. The name of the second, Keziah. The name of the third, Karen Hepuk. In all the land were found no women so beautiful as the daughters of Job, and their father gave them an inheritance among their brothers. And thus Job lived 140 years and saw his children and grandchildren for 4 generations. So Job died old and full of days. Now, when you think about it, as we read this book, Job was a righteous man. Well, I'm going to just read it right out of the text. Job chapter 1, just like it says it, right in the text. Job 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. The man was blameless and upright, and one who served God and shunned evil. He was a righteous man. This is right after the flood. This is before Abraham. Job walked with God to the degree that when the friends all got done and Job got finished, God himself showed up. God himself showed up and said, how about you and I do some talking now? And Job's like, I'll just listen to you. And when you think about this and you meditate in this, God is showing you and me that before the law, before the promise to Abraham, right after the flood, Job walked with God. And what's the purpose of him showing us that? So that you and I know that we can walk with God. Amen. Now, because you're a theologian, now because you're a philosopher, now because you're a pastor, anyone who's born again can walk with our God. And I welcome you to that today. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation now. If you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, this is the time to do it. You might say, well, Pastor, I don't know. I don't know whether I can be one of those Christians. Don't worry about being a Christian. Walk with God. Wake up every day and say, I need you in my life. And guess what will happen? He'll receive you. He'll receive you. And he'll help you. He made this whole universe. You think he can't talk to you? No, he can talk. Will you slow down, shut things off, and listen? Here we go. Pray the prayer of salvation. I'll say a phrase. Sister Leanne's going to say it with us. You say it with her, and I'll lead you in this prayer, and you'll be right with God. Pray it from the depths of your heart. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Every day.
Every day.
And according to John 3:16.
John 3.
When I believe in you,
when I believe in
you give me everlasting life.
Give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands up and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Right here, right now, today.
Right here, right now, today.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the majestic word of God.
Understand the majestic word of God.
Live a successful life.
Life.
By the Spirit of God.
By the Spirit of God.
Every day.
Every day.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. I've only prayed that prayer about 1,000 times. Don't know why I got stuck, but welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome. We're glad to have you here. My email address is HG for Holy Ghost. HG Preacher Man. @gmail.com. It's right in the comments. Huh. And we want you to be a part of the program with us. Send me a question. Just send me an email and say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer tonight. And we'll be a blessing to you and help you walk with God. From this day forward, walk with him every day. I don't know how, Pastor. Well, come hang out with us. We do know how. We got him. Got over 600 videos online that'll teach you the walk of God. And it'll be a blessing to you. Wake up every morning and say, God, I need your help. Stop at noon and say, I need your help today. When you pray over your meal at evening, say, I need your help today. And when you go to sleep at night, say, Father, how'd I do? And he will begin to talk. And then you'll have that relationship where you walk with God. And he will instruct you and lead you in the way to go. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. And until we see you again tomorrow morning, back in the book of Genesis. And now we're going to see Abraham show up. Tower of Babel and then Abraham. It's going to be a good study. You're going to love it. In Jesus' mighty name. That's what we say. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And
Jesus
is
Lord. See you soon. Mary was on. But talk radio went out after 7 minutes.
Really?
I'm going to have to pay for the channel. Just another channel that we can use, reach people.
Oh, so this is the link I can send?
What's that mean?
To post on Community of Faith and hear the word.
I don't know what you're asking me.
Is this the link?
Where did you get that?
You sent it to the family.
That's just so people, if they wanted to go live with me on YouTube, they could be with me. That is not the group of links I put together as a program that I want on my page, the Community of Faith page. Hear the word. That's just one link.
Okay.
See how this works. Well, I haven't sent you a text for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't sent you a text for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be that long ago. All right, I text it to you. And that's the one that goes on, hear the word. I'm putting it right now on Sam Cottle. Wow. Jammed it all up. So let's see if I go over here and copy it. What does that do? I love you. Oh my goodness.
Radio for the 14th.
Yep. Wow.
Where do they go? Oh, there. Where do you think?
So where are you putting it?
I put it in here the word, and I just put it in community of faith.
All right, that's good. Thank you.
How come the link you put in looks way different than the one I put in?
How?
Mine doesn't have a picture or anything.
Where did you put it?
In the community of faith and in Hear the Word.
And Hear the Word won't have pictures, but community of faith should.
Hear the Word won't put pictures.
Jeez. Hear the Word. No, it won't have pictures in it. What is this? Come look at this, please. Oh, my goodness.